Hello, I am Abby Burtz, your current Missouri FFA state president.
Here we are at the state FFA convention. How's this been for you?
It's been a super exciting opportunity this week as we welcome Missouri FFA members from all parts of the state to Columbia to execute the Missouri FFA State Convention. You know, for congratulations to, 8,000 members who are coming in to Hearn Center. It's just been nothing but sheer excitement and definitely an honor and a blessing so far.
How was the year?
The year has been really exciting. It's been a mental challenge, yes, but that's what happens when you couple a lot of your passion and ambition together to do some positive things. There's always going to be a mental challenge, but it's been great. It's been an opportunity that I can't be more blessed to be a part of, to meet members from, like I said, all across the state, to meet industry who are investing in Missouri FFA with such servants' hearts, to serve Missouri FFA by doing leadership workshops, speeches, things of that nature. It has been a whirlwind, a marathon of an insanely amazing year that I could not be more thankful to have had the opportunity to partake in.
How do you feel about coming to the end of this?
You know, I have mixed feelings. It's a very bittersweet moment. It's the end of kind of what feels like an era in my life. It's the flipping of the next page or the chapter, and that's okay. It's been a great year that I've had the blessing to be a part of, like I've said, and it's kind of culminating to this moment where we get to congratulate FFA members on their great years too. But at the same time, in this next session, we are handing over the gavel to next year's team, installing the next year's team, and I can't wait for them to have this experience to use their servants' hearts for the betterment of Missouri FFA. And that's what keeps me comfortable. That's what keeps me, okay with moving on from this position, is knowing that we have strong hands that this association is going into.
Specifically, what would you say you're going to take with you that has helped you grow through this year?
I think the biggest thing that has helped me grow this year is having resilience and compassion. I talk about resilience and compassion a lot, and especially this year, resilience when things didn't go exactly the way that I wanted them to, a speech didn't turn out the way that I liked, I didn't get to have a long enough conversation with an FFA member. It's the big things, it's the little things too. But having the compassion to work together on a team, be a team player in all sorts of different situations, I'll take that with me for a long time. But I think more importantly than either of those two different characteristics, I've brought a lot of friends with me this year. I've gained a lot of friends and relationships and lasting relationships that I can't wait to move forward with and hopefully see the impact in future years of what these FFA members can do and the positive that they can affect as well.
What's in your future?
That's a great question too. I'm at the University of Missouri, Columbia, where I'm majoring in agribusiness management with minors in international agriculture and Spanish. So I'd hope to take those to help diversify markets across the world and celebrate those markets. I'm really passionate about our farmers, coming from a family farm myself, and I hope to help them, make money off of their profits and do what I can to, help that the gap between consumers and producers. And I just care about our producers a lot, and I care about our consumers too. And so helping to ensure that both are happy is really important to me. As far as getting there, I have an internship this next summer with Monsanto as a sales intern in Cedar Falls, Iowa. So that's a really exciting opportunity that I can't wait to partake in, as well as I move away from Missouri, see new sites, see a lot of corn and soybeans too. So, and I know that my time here in the FFA organization has molded me and helped me to achieve all these different things, and I'll definitely always be thankful for the investment that Missouri FFA has given to me.